Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Pretty Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean, wherever you are. I am Stanford Simon. It's a great joy to be with you once again as we share information with you that is important. This is Inside Finance, and always, you know, at this time of today, it's a great time to sit down and talk with someone from the Ministry of Finance or someone connected to the Ministry of Finance. And today in the studio with me, I have Mr. Isaac Bakwand, no stranger to us, but he is the project manager of BNTF. We come right back as I continue my discussion here with the man himself, Mr. Isaac Bakwand.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, and such a joy to be with you once again, as always. Good day to you, Mr. Bakwand.
Good day, Pastor Simon, and good day to all your listening public.
Well, it's good. This is your second time here with us?
Yes, second time here with us.
And a matter of fact, I've replayed your interview more than once because I think it was very important with a lot of information you shared with us, and I'm thankful that you're back with us today.
My pleasure.
Now, how is BTF doing?
We've been doing great, you know. Since we last spoke, we've had quite a lot of movements in terms of projects, in terms of getting things implemented. And I'm happy at this point that we're on target to utilize all the grant funds that have been available to the BNTF program.
Okay, so we'll talk more about that. Now, the last time we spoke, you had mentioned a number of skill training programs that were started, including an appeal that was made for space that to get this program started. Now, tell us what's the current status of that and where we are.
Well, the last time we spoke, yes, we were discussing the issues of skills training program. The skills training programs are somewhat new to the BNTF program. Traditionally, the program had focused mainly on infrastructure projects. And so while we would have done some skills training in the past, this is more in-depth in this regard. In particular, we spoke about the Mackey Straw Craft Production and Small Engine Repair. And yes, you were making an appeal for us to get a space. We did find a space. We got the preschool. And I'm happy to report at this time that the program is up. There have been some challenges in terms of coordination, but we have been able to do the life skills component. In fact, 35 persons participated. We have an additional 14 persons to do the program because you had persons who came in and dropped out for a number of reasons. And you also had situations where not that the program have to be NTA certified, National Training Agency certified, and that have its own particular standards attached. So you now have to make sure that the venue is certified, make sure that the persons who are doing the program is certified, make sure that the standards is there to be able to deliver the program. So that itself had a little learning issue with it for us, and we're now over that hurdle. And as I said, the life skill component is completed. And the core areas of craft production and small engine repair actually will start in the beginning of May.
Okay, so it's just about to start.
Yes.
I'll just explain to my listeners, what is BNTF? Because person who don't know may be wondering, just give us a short explanation of what BNTF is and all about.
Yeah. Well, BNTF is a Basic Needs Trust Fund program.
Basic Needs
Trust Fund program.
Trust Fund program.
Yeah, it is a poverty reduction program, one of many programs of the government of Grenada. And it is the flagship flagship program of the Caribbean Development Bank. BNTF have been in existence since 1979, and Grenada have been one of the countries who have started initially with BNTF. So BNTF currently is in its seventh and eighth cycle. We are currently implementing these two cycles simultaneously. What normally would happen is that the program typically run in five-year cycles, but you do have situations where the program may run beyond the 5 years or under the 5 years. And so we have a situation now with the BNTF 8 program that is basically 2 years, and the BNTF 7 program, they both of them are due to complete by the end of this year, December 31st, 2016.
Okay. So we're clear that the BNTF training program, that is up and running.
Yes.
And that's clear, and you're happy with what is happening.
There are some challenges, but we walk through the challenges, yes.
Well, as always, especially when you come to these kind of projects.
Yes. Yeah, because as you know, skills training is always a challenge, especially when you're dealing with communities, because the issues have to be like making sure that you have the right selection of person, the person that is targeted. Then, of course, as I said, the nuances, you have to work out venue, you have to work out whether they get a refund for transportation, whether they get a stipend. You know, make sure that the course is running in a time that is convenient to all the persons concerned. So these are the issues that you have to continue to work and monitor to make sure that you have full participation to be able to get results from these programs.
Okay. Now, you also mentioned the last time we were here, you're waiting on approval from CDB to get a number of projects started, and which has been a challenge for you, as you have said. What is happening with these projects, and how many have started or have been completed? Because I know there are a number of them, and those that you are waiting to be started, what are the process or what is happening with them? It's a number of questions to ask.
Yes,
so let's
yes.
take them one by one. Yes. So let's start. What is happening with these projects from CDB?
Let me first say that when we last spoke sometime in October or thereabout last year, We indicated that we are waiting on approval from the Caribbean Development Bank for these projects to happen. I must indicate that with the intervention of the Honorable Prime Minister and, of course, Minister of Finance, he was able to speak to the bank and, of course, former Permanent Secretary Timothy Antwine. And so in late December, we got approval for a number of projects.
Wow, the Prime Minister word has power.
Certainly, yeah. And then we were able to get a number of projects going. In fact, as we speak, we have five projects that is practically completed in the sense that they're complete, but they have a couple of little things to address to be officially declared as completed. And we are working on those. So we have the Chantimel retaining wall. There's an issue where we may need to extend the wall, but the co-contract, what the contractor had to do, was completed. So that is one of the projects. We have Laurel Upper Store Road in St. David's, practically completed again, cleaning up of the site, looking at the issues of drainage and addressing people's gap. We also have Quarry Road in Telescope, St. Andrews. The road have been completed, and same thing, we're cleaning up the site, doing drainage, gaps, etc. We also have Bonnet Government School, ceiling replacement, screen, and IT room. That project is also practically completed, and we had some challenges which I will speak to in a while about, but the contractor now is doing the final touches, again clean up, looking at the contract to see what should have been delivered and not done so that he can address it. And we also had the St. Patrick's water storage project schools. That project sought to bring storage capacity to all the schools, primary, secondary, all the schools in St. Patrick's, to make sure that they have added capacity so that should in case water go, that the school would continue. So that project is practically completed also. And again, the contractor is just doing cleanup, and we're just checking back to see what had to be done that he may not have done and to address these things. So this is where we are with the projects that are practically completed.
Right, and what's about the others
to
get started?
Well, currently we have some seven projects that is ongoing. We have the Granroy Public Toilet that's on the beach there. That project is expected to complete it by the end of May. That project involves refurbishment of the entire facility. We also have the Loreto toilet facility, the Loreto Plainfield in Florida. There is no facility there, and so we'll be building a new facility so that persons who make use of the playing field there would have a place that they could do what they need to do in a sanitary manner. So we'll be building a new facility there. The foundation is already there, and the contractor is going to put the block work. We also have a project, the Wharf Lane toilet, that's behind the police station, close to where the buses are there. That public facility have been in a very terrible condition, very dilapidated. And so we started, the contractor have started, we have, you know, demolished the site and do a little backfilling so that the water wouldn't intrude onto the facility. And they have started foundation work. So that project is ongoing. You have the St. Mark's Daycare and Resource Center, that building right on the main road in Victoria, close to the health center. Some 8 or so years that project have started and have been just there, wow. Not completed. So that project, the contractor is working extremely well. In fact, he will deliver the project a whole month ahead of schedule.
So which he's is been good.
Working, yeah, he's been working quite good. And, you know, it's a pleasant sight. You would see the facility. You can't miss it on the way in St. Mark's, you know, onto St. Patrick. So that project is going quite well. We also have the Clojay Water Project Phase 2. In the previous program, we started that project. Now we're going to fence the facility, increase the capacity, make sure the access to the storage tank, you have an accessible road, and put in an additional pump to make sure that you pump the water up. So that one is being coordinated with NAWASA. It is on schedule, and we do expect it to complete on time. And then you have the Mount Morris Anglican School upgrade. That project, of course, in Mount Morris, we'll be building an addition. So we'll be going level up, and what would be upstairs will be the principal office and staff room. We'll also have an additional classroom, at least 2 additional classrooms, and then we'll do some work on the kitchen area. So that project, again, is on schedule, and these are the projects that we have currently ongoing.
So it's quite a lot of projects that you have available. It's quite a list, but it's good. And I guess BNTF have been very involved in such a way that it has been impacting the community by creating employment and creating the projects.
Certainly.
And that has been good. I'm speaking to Mr. Isaac Bagwan, Project Manager of BNTF, and that is Basic Needs Trust Fund. And it has been in existence for how long?
Well, since 1979, so what, just about 34 years or thereabout?
34 years, wow. That's quite a lot. I mean, that's quite a lot. All right, we take a break. We come right back. I continue my discussion here with Mr. Isaac Bagwan, Project Manager of Basic Needs Trust Fund.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acrobrop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acrobrop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back to Inside Financed. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. Isaac Bagwan, who is the project manager of BNTF, which is Basic Needs Trust Fund. Now, with all that's happening, there's a lot of projects that is going on now, and some of them you have been working on for quite a while. Some of them are coming into the reality that finally you're getting it done. What are some of the projects that now in the pipeline that you are working on now that should happen between now and the end of the year or the beginning of 2017?
Well, we have to get it done before the end of the year.
Yeah, you have to get, why?
Yeah. The terminal disbursement date for the BNTF program, this current cycle, 7th and 8th, is December 31st, 2016. So, you know, we really have to finish these projects practically by October and do your final accounts by December thereabout. So we have to make sure that it happens, you know,
You lose the funds.
Yes.
So what are these projects now that you are working on now with that?
Well, we have the Parklet Government School refurbishment. In fact, this is the largest sub-project that we, BNTF, would be undertaking. Approximately $1.6 million have been allocated for that project. We are currently awaiting the final approval from the Tenders Board and Cabinet. So we would have gone through the process of advertising, shortlisting, you know, evaluation of bids, etc. And so once we get that, and we do expect to get that, I would say by early next week, once we get that approval, then we should be able to call in the contractor, get the contract signed, and get that project started. We also have a similar project, St. Dominic's Preschool, the rebuilding of the St. Dominic's Preschool. Similarly, we are waiting on the Tenders Board and Cabinet approval for that particular sub-project. We also have in the pipeline Davi Fisherman's Locker on Toilet Facility, that beautiful beach in Davi up there. Mm-hmm. The intent is to build a toilet facility, and of course, we do have some artisanal fishing taking place there, and so we intend to put in lockers for the fishermen, mm-hmm. so that the engine will be safe, mm-hmm. and a storage facility so that they can store the fish. And so the issue with that particular sub project is that when we went out to bid, all the contractors have been above the engineer's estimate.
And so that's not good.
No. And so what we have to do now is to go back and revise the scope of works and see where we could trim certain areas and to try and get the project reorganized, in the sense that we may probably go into negotiation with the lowest responsive bidder in this regard to get that project going. We also have Vincent's or St. Teresa's Preschool in St. David's, the building of that particular preschool. Again, we have a similar situation where all the bids were above the pretender's estimate. And so the consultant is now going back, revising the scope of works, and we may take a similar approach to try and get that particular sub-project started. The final project we have in the pipeline is the TAMCC Environmental Sustainability Best Practices Program. That's the Marybrook campus. Essentially, it is refurbishment of a dilapidated building there so that TAMCC could do the environmental program. The challenge we are having with that particular sub-project is that the consultant, normally the consultant is hired by the Caribbean Development Bank, and the consultant works with both CDB and the BNTF office to make sure that you have final designs, and they would supervise the sub-project on behalf of both entities. The challenge we've been having is that the consultant have not been, up to date. You know,
You're trying to find an approach to soften the blow. He has not been doing his work.
Exactly. So we have requested the bank to take a decision on that. So I'm waiting on the bank. So once the bank advise, what is the situation, then we'll be able to move, because we already have drawings and so that have been done. And once the consultant review that, we also have template for the bids to send out for bids. So once we get the consultant and
move,
then we should be able to move. These projects, they're not too difficult. We're just waiting on certain processes to happen.
And the consultant is key to be able to getting most of them done.
Yes. Because what happens is that In previous programs, BNTF, in particular in Grenada, have been under the Ministry of Works. What you find happening is that the Ministry of Works itself has its own workload, and BNTF was seen as an additional...
Get caught
right.
in it.
So in order to expedite things, the bank have gone the route of hiring consultants so that they would work along with the office. Of course, we're an entity of government, so we have to adhere to...
The rules and regulations
exactly,
of government.
Exactly, so that Ministry of Works must be an integral part of what is happening.
So is the consultant from Grenada or is outside of
Grenada?
No,
it's a local consultant. Only one consultant we have from out of Grenada.
Well, I just want to make an appeal to the consultant who is listening. Please get a project. And we up for in October, all the projects should come to an end.
Well, the terminal disbursement date is December 31st.
December 31st.
Of course, why we say October is because you want to make sure that if there's any savings, you could reallocate it to other sub-projects.
Right.
If there is anything, especially as you know, in construction, you have a defects liability period.
Right.
You know, the contractor need to go back and address things that probably were not done properly. So this kind of...
You want to be sure to be able to get it
done. And then, of course, you have to settle up with your reporting and accounts, etc.
Question, what are some of the positives from these projects?
We could speak to quite a number of positives. As indicated before... we're doing projects in the area of roads, water and public facilities, education and human resource development. If we look at the issue of the positive from roads, of course you'd have enhanced accessibility of residents, you know, to their own premises, accessibility for emergency services. Of course you'd have reduced noise, and thus of course there'd be no longer potholes or muddy roads, so that residents would not have to walk with two shoes to change and these kind of issues. But generally, in terms of doing the roads, you have that a pride in the village. People feel, you know, my village is getting some upgrade, and you see some indirect benefits. Of course, if the road is upgraded, then you expect much more traffic in there. People will be passing there, both vehicles and pedestrians, and you don't want your house to be exposed to. I anticipate that persons will now start doing little things on the house, making it look bright and so. In the case of water, it's quite obvious. As I've mentioned before, the water capacity in all the schools in St. Patrick's, now we head into you know, in a dry season. Right. In fact, NADMA have a drought watch, drought awareness month, and we are in a position now, unlike a couple of years ago when, you know, I think it was the Pegiswim Dam that had a problem and no water. So we could say with confidence that all the schools would have adequate supply of water so that they can continue with the school activities. With the public facilities, of course, you would enhance sanitation, increase hygiene, reduce the spread of vector. Of course, you would have public access. And we all know the situation with men. Men look for every opportunity to go pee in any little corner. So if you have a facility that is available, then chances are then they would go into the facility. So these are some of the positives from the water projects. Of course, with the schools, speaks for itself. You have enhanced environment, learning environment, increase in the space, better lighting, better toilet, just a pride and a joy that people would have in the facility, that the facility is upgraded. Mm-hmm. Also, too, we cannot deny the fact that creating employment, you know the situation, the seasonal nature of construction. And so this is an opportunity for a number of contractors to generate employment, all the ordinary builders and persons in the building industry. The businesses would have benefit also because they sell the material and so. But generally also, too, in terms of the positive, people just have a joy and a pride that their village, their community are getting, you know, projects and programs. And the reality is that we are a department of government, an entity of government, and we have to fulfill the government mandate. And the government have made promises, and we are the department, one of the departments that would have to work to deliver on these promises, and that is what we are doing.
Right, and which is very good, because as you rightly said, the pride that comes, jobs, and the government is delivering on its promises. But even within that, there is a number of challenges that you face. Can you just highlight some of the challenges that you face?
Well, one of those I've mentioned earlier on is the issue of the bidding process. Some of the contractors really don't understand the bidding process. So I did mention the last time we were here that we look to do
an education, yes, right, some training.
We didn't get around to doing that, but it is on our program to do, because we want to give the small contractors an opportunity. Because you have a situation where they submit a bid, they didn't sign it, that is rejected. You know, they didn't submit the bid security, and then sometimes you wonder, you know, a simple project, and sometimes it's 3-4 times the amount, and you say, you know, what is this guys and them costing? Mm-hmm. You know, so you have situations where, you know, projects, once they overbid on it, then you have to go back, revise the scope of works, get into negotiation. So these are some of the challenges. Of course, we now have to adhere to, we have been adhering to before, the procurement guidelines of the bank, but the government have passed the Public Procurement and Disposal of Public Property Act 2014. That act is in effect. You must adhere to it. And in fact, only recently, the Ministry of Labour, not Labour, the Ministry of Legal Affairs and Finance have been taking initiative to bring this to the attention of entities, government entities and statutory bodies, that they need to adhere to that act. So we have to now fall in line and make sure that we're doing things in a very transparent manner. You also have a situation where, a lot of time and effort is spent in terms of for the BNTF office monitoring this project. Whenever a project gets started or before it gets started, you have to meet with the community. During implementation, you have to monitor. After the project is completed, you still have to do some post-evaluation. So it takes a lot of time and effort, and currently we have what, some 14 projects that has been implemented.
That is quite a lot. Yeah. And how big is your staff?
Just a small staff of four.
Of four of you all, yes, doing of all
which, this. Of which, basically, three, you know, is really out in the field, you know.
Wow.
So you have to, as I mentioned, monitor this project, make sure that consultants, contractors are doing what they need to do, making sure that beneficiaries play their part, because the beneficiaries do have a role to play. Because whenever the project is completed and we hand it back to the beneficiaries, there are certain requirements in terms of maintenance, in terms of making sure that the facility fulfills its mandate, and the bank is going in that direction. It's no longer just saying that, well, yes, you build a preschool or you upgrade or whatever.
But the maintenance of it.
Exactly so, and the benefits of it. Are they getting the benefits from this project?
All right, we're almost out of time. And quickly, I just want to mention, at the end of the year, you have where the CDB cycle would come to an end.
Yeah.
What is the possibility of we getting an extension? Is there a possibility?
I would say yes. The bank rate of disbursement have been very low across the region. And so we expect that they would get an extension, but we're not buying that. When I say that, we want to make sure
it's
that we
push to
and be on time with all things. So but the bank would make an official announcement in this regard sometime the latter part of this year. But as I said, we're going to push on with our projects and make sure that we complete on time.
All right. Is CDB considering a BNTF 9 program? Because this is the 8th. Where is it when is it likely to commence? And what are some of the projects that may be requested? You only have about 2 minutes to tell me that.
Yes, the bank is definitely considering a BNTF 9 program. In fact, they have started negotiations for the 9 program already. We expect by the middle of this year, they would make an announcement as to what is the package Grenada would be given. And for us in Grenada, we have to start the process of identifying projects, making groups and organizations be aware so that they could begin to submit projects, so that we begin the screening process and preliminary approval. So by the time the funds become available for 2017, we would be really in a position already rather than going and starting from scratch. So yes, we anticipate in the 9th program, and we're going to start the process as of now to begin to get new project proposals and so.
Okay, so pretty much it looked like we are in line, because BNTF over the years have been delivering on the projects that CDB has funded.
Certainly. There have been some challenges, but we have worked through these challenges, and we are in good stead. In fact, I must indicate that we to the point, because of the confidence the bank have in the unit now, that recently we've been given an advance payment of $3.9 million thereabout. That would speed up the process of paying contractors and so. So we've been doing well. We came from a situation where the project was a high risk. Now the bank have confidence to the point that they're giving us the money up front and saying, you do your thing, make sure you follow the processes and you account for it. And that is excellent. This is great news for us.
It means your leadership, Mr. Bhagwan, have been good. The bank have trust in his leadership. And it comes down to that. Once the person who is in the chair in the back trusts, and you have been delivering there.
Certainly, but I also put the credit with my team, because I need my team to be with me, but yes, certainly.
That's very true, but leadership is important. And then now you have the Prime Minister who is behind you with the support around the Ministry of Finance, and that in itself has been
certainly
very helpful.
Certainly, because government have been able to provide the counterpart funds on a timely basis, and we've been providing updates. So yes, that partnership is there, and the program is doing quite well.
All right, great, wonderful. I have been listening there. I have been sharing with you there information from BNTF, Mr. Isaac Bhagwan, who is the project manager. And how many years you have been there?
Well, I had a stint there of 5 years, and then I had a break of 4 years there. I'm now back in there.
And
so probably 9 years.
That's quite a while. That's you. You have grown in that.
And
you speak so fluently about the projects. And I'm very happy you're able to share with us about BNTF and what you have been doing. And that's the Basic Needs Trust Fund. Thank you very much, Mr. Isaac Bhagwan.
You're welcome. All right, pleasure.
This has been the program of Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Join me here next week at the same time. We will do this all over again. And special thanks again to Mr. Isaac Bagwan, who is the project manager of BNTF, Basic Need Trust Fund. Have a blessed and enjoyable week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.